This is actually part of my life. And the problem was, when I was in nurses training back in the 70s, I'm dating myself, and plus you probably, some of you haven't even seen a cap, I really found that diagnostic techniques was very difficult for my cohorts, and as I progressed into horticulture, I ended up changing hats, okay? I took my skills and the things that I learned as I became a farmer, okay? But I still had students that did not understand diagnostics. So, basically, I developed a type of program, a practicum for students, master gardeners especially. And why should we worry about diagnostics? Well, it provides logic, and appropriate diagnostics are really important for... Okay, there we go. These diagnostics are obviously important for the customer and the student's interrelationships. So what is SOAP? Okay, we all use SOAP, but SOAP is actually a charting method that was utilized and began in the 70s for medicine. At that point, handwritten notes were done. There were no computers, electronics, or any of that. So when we received doctor's orders, we as nurses tried to implement those suggestions or orders, as the case may be. So how do you do something uniform? Well, Dr. Larry Reed actually instituted something that added rigor to medicine for the first time, which is pretty scary if you've been around a little longer. So there are things called signs and symptoms. We've all learned them in pathology. But just for me, I've taken what happens to a person. Okay, for example, I'm sweating. I'm hot. Okay, I'm telling you that. But if you observe me sweating, you know, and that type of thing, it becomes more objective. So a item can be subjective or objective. I've given you out a form that the students are going to, under subjective, we have symptoms. So we ask the students to circle all that apply, and then, for example, leaf spot, dusty, you know, things that, missing roots, things that you can observe. So then we go to objective. Objective is really, what is the plant telling us? So the objective is very data-driven. It reflects in the books. Generally on the practicums, I take out my entire library. I either have Riker mounts or I have samples from the Master Gardener clinics, and that has been very effective. So the students will either collaboratively work in pairs or teams or individually. And the idea is to extend this information in a rational manner. So when we see objective, we're actually seeing, for example, pycnidia. You know, it's just no longer a fuzzy thing. Then the assessment is really the hypothesis that we utilize in our scientific method. But the assessment directly correlates to the etiology of the plant issues. So, well, what do we do with this? Okay, it's great information. But what are the measurable goals of treating this plant, working with these students, and getting them a rigor that is the same for each student? So the students then go back, evaluate what the process is, plan again, and then, repeat that process. And eventually they will come around. So I am going to be very short and sweet because I know it's the end of the day. But I really wanted to think about the questions, think outside the box, and take your experiences that you've had in prior lives and bring them on to horticulture. sharing this information that we all have that we don't think is really important, but you can bring it around. So with that, this is my last oral after 27 years. So I'm retired now. well, actually, I own my own business. But, I'm speaking to the choir here. Just get in. It doesn't really matter if you muck about. Just get in there and do it. So, questions? Okay. Have fun tonight. Thank you.